Blog Talk Radio.
Let's have some fun.
Love it, man.
Yo, this is DJ Overflow.
Love it, man.
And you are now listening to a Texas legend.
Love it, man.
Mash up remix.
Love it, man.
Yo.
G's in PA.
That's right.
G's in the city.
Come on.
G's in the South, so real.
So real.
G's in PA.
Come on.
G's in the city.
Woo.
G's in the South, so real.
To the future, y'all. Check it. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser.
Yes, sir.
Loving the word of God like a Bible professor. Not just for sight, like a Bible collector. Eating the lamb up like I'm Hannibal Lecter. Jeremiah 5:25 made me change. Psalms 25 got it tatted on my brain. Took a song I sang and made it a new thing. Gave my life to Christ and he gave me a new name. DM back with 25 flows. Waited upon the Lord to open 25 doors. 25 ways to praise him, choose one. He came up out the grave to save and lose none. He gave me my life back and my wife back. 2 kids, 2 cars, a crib. 30 is to 20, like 40 to 25. I'ma point you to the word, cause the word's alive. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved.
316, about 25 Bibles to get us like a billion, 25 Bibles. Mad cause we just smashed 25 Bibles and baptized the classic 25 Young fly saved with a passion for Christ, mashing and not flashing the fashion and ice. If you bring cash in, it can add to my life, but just know that my soul's not attached to a price. Bought by the Son of Man on the cross where they hung him lost running, but he still offered his loving hand. And I ain't trying to toss nothing underhand, but let's stop talking and walk like we understand. We used to go hard with the sin, why not go hard for your God to repent? I put on and I don't care who the gospel offends. I am with the Lord, so I'm going all the way in.
I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I represent PA, trying to point you to the good book. Trying to tell the hoods in the hood it's a good look. Let the word guide me. Gave me my swagger, used to use it like a sword, now it's more like a dagger. Jesus said, try me, don't you deny me. Get the word inside me, use it like an ivy. Just like my bishop, man, gave me a vision, man. Took me from a fool to a sold out bishop, man. Made me a soldier, fight for Jehovah. No, this ain't pick of JC, thought I told you. He's my provider, let the word shield me. Protect me from hating words sent to kill me. But they won't stop me, cause the Lord got me. Tell me that I can't tell a hater back, watch me. Watch me turn heads, cause the word got me shining. Matthew 25:25 got me grinding. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved.
Learn it, man.
That's how we do it. DMD, Young Fizzle, King Jesus, Third Coast. So real. G's in PA. G's in the city. G's in the South. So real.
There it is.
The front line soldier. Floss. With my family, Vaughn. Flipping that. Patti LaBelle. Laura Wee. Kelly and Nelly.
Need you,
Lord Wayne.
Love you. Need you. All that can come from you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck, Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for all of you that are listening in all over the world on this great evening. We want to give a shout out to everybody that's listening in right now. The first song that you heard was called 25 Bibles by Brother DJ DMD. And the song that you just heard, Lord We, was our brother Don Floss. And we just thank God for those songs. And we thank God, like I said, again, you are tuned in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel, on deck here in Detroit. And we're giving a shout out to everybody listening in here in Detroit. Those of you that are in Georgia, those of you that are in Texas, those in Chicago, St. Louis, wherever you may be at on tonight listening in the cities and the states, those in the countries in all of Africa and Italy and the UK and the Caribbeans in Jamaica, we just want to say God bless to all of you. And also we want to give a shout out, we have to give a shout out to the founders. The CEOs, the administrator of the great page called Tell Us Your Testimony on Facebook, because our guest on tonight is how we connected through that great page. And I share this every time I come on the radio with someone that's sharing a testimony that was a part of that page. I remember some weeks back, I was, last month sometime, I was on there, and I'd never had heard of the page before. I'd never seen it before, and I just was just so happened one night just sitting back, and I thought, you know, let me go on Facebook. You know, I went on there. It was on a Sunday. I'll never forget, and I went on there, and I believe it was a Sunday. I went on there, and I saw this on my wall saying, tell us your testimony, and it, like, stood out. And when I clicked on the link, and went on, I saw like it was over 7,000 members and stuff. And it's like people from all over the world of different race, you know what I'm saying, sharing powerful testimony of different things that was just like mind blowing. I think I was on there reading for like 5 hours straight. I tell y'all, no joke, seriously, 5 hours. When you on there, if y'all go on there, it's called Tell Us Your Testimony. It's got 3 7s. After it, I guarantee you, when you go on there and see all those testimonies, I mean, it's addictive. I was reading from one to another, and I just kept on. I didn't know it was that many hours. I looked up. It was like the wee hours of the morning. I'm like, my God, you know. And I was crying and praising God because it was just something to, you know, to really see. And it was just awesome. You could feel the presence of God even as you're reading the testimonies. And one day, one evening, I went on, and I saw a couple of people. It was just like, it's amazing how I go on there and see all these testimonies, because it's like, God, you can't get all those people on the radio, but God will highlight who he wants on. And I thank God, because I looked up, and I read a testimony of our brother, special guest that you're going to hear tonight, from Columbia, Georgia, and his name is Joseph Herbert Jr. And I read his testimony, and I'm telling you, when I read it, I was like, wow, I know it's more than this, but it was awesome. And I reached out to him, you know what I'm saying? And he reached out right back, and we got connected, and I'm telling you, he's awesome. And I just thank God that tonight we have him on with us, and I'm going to click him on right now. And it's just, like I said, I'm just excited on tonight. So I want to give a shout out to all of you there in Georgia that is listening in right now, to all of his family and friends, and, you know, to all of you all around the world that's listening in on tonight. I'm telling you, we got a great program coming before you. And so, once again, you are tuned in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel on Deck, right here in Detroit, Michigan. And so we're going to click him on right now, because I'm telling you, I'm just really excited right now. God bless you, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. Praise God. How you doing, Ms. Angel?
Yes. I'm just so excited, brother, you being on with us tonight. I don't know what to do. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm just excited.
Praise God.
And
praise God.
I thank God for that page. You know, as I was saying, it seemed like I just cannot stress that enough. I just thank God for that page, because I've met and connected with awesome, you know, brothers and sisters around the world sharing great testimonies on this show, and it's just been awesome. And so I'm going to go ahead and let you reintroduce yourself and where you're calling from, And then you can just go ahead from the beginning, you know, share your testimony. And we can take breaks. We will go to a couple of music breaks so you can regroup and everything, and then we'll come back. But just go as you feel led.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Joseph Herbert Jr. I'm calling out of Columbus, Georgia. Born and raised, United States military, United States Army Reserves, and I'm also a barber in Columbus, Georgia. I've been delivered from the world, been saved from my sin for going on 5 years now, going on 6 years now, my bad. It's just been awesome journey on a narrow way because the word says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because now is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. And I praise God for being the few that find it and staying on the narrow way. So, you know, it's been awesome. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but when you come to Christ, you know, God changes you from the inside out, and it is just amazing how he does it. You know, I was in the world. I used to rap. I used to be in the hip hop, secular hip hop. I had, you know, idolizing these rappers, MCs, Redman, Cannabis, Onyx. I used to idolize all these rap groups, and it was crazy because the music was so filthy and demonic, and it had an influence on not just me, but those who listened to them. And it made me want to sound like them. And, you know, I've been rhyming since I was like 9 years old until 2010 when I became a born-again Christian. But, you know, moving on, I was in the world. I was, you know, pornography, had a problem with lust. I had a problem with adultery. Marijuana, I was just so heavy in the drugs. Marijuana was basically the main drug. But it was because of the hip hop music. What's been played on the radio or the news I was listening to, it influenced me to do drugs. It influenced me to do that have, you know, sex before marriage or, you know, pornography and all this other stuff that was going on. It's still the same today because what's going on in the world, what they hear in clubs, is the same thing: drunkenness, partying.
It is.
Boasting about money, how much cars they got, you know, covetousness. It influences those Christ to lead people on the broad way that leads to destruction, which are many who are going in by it. And, you know, 2010, let me back it up a little bit, 2009, I got witnessed to by a brother in Christ. It was me and my wife. She wasn't my wife at the time, but she was my fiance. I got witnessed to, he came to me in a shopping area, and he asked me a question, a serious question. Do you know Jesus Christ? And I was like, gave him an honest answer. I don't know Jesus Christ, but I want to know Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And by me being humble, he was, you know, he showed me grace because the Bible says the Lord gives resist the proud, but give grace to the humble. And he just shared the gospel to me, and I didn't get saved right away, just like that. And overnight, it took a while. Because, like, everywhere I go, I kept on seeing this guy that witnessed to me, like, everywhere. He's working at the security guard job in California. And, you know, it was on my mind that the seed was already planted about Jesus Christ. So, I'm in California, and I'm driving on my job site, passenger site, where my friend was taking me to. And I look on the sidewalk, I see this guy walking. He's wearing a shirt that says, God has my back. And I get to my job site, and it's the guy that witnessed to me. And I was like, man, I see this guy everywhere. And
yes.
I go in a grocery store. I see this guy everywhere. So it is God that was trying to draw me near to this person that should have got to try to get me to go to church and try to get me right
mm-hmm.
with the Lord. So
mm-hmm.
I was observing all that. I didn't have a Bible, didn't understand the Bible because the Bible says the natural mind does not understand the supernatural mind in 1 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he kept on trying to get me to go to church and because of my flesh. And then, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go.
Yeah, I feel you. Because when you in sin and you want to, you feel good doing what you want to do, and somebody
right.
coming to you with church, you know what I'm saying? You looking like, man, I ain't trying to hear that right now. You
right,
understand?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Man. And but at the same time, I did feel guilty.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like wondering what is this guilt feeling in my heart? I, you know, I do want to get right with God, but what is it? Do I have to do to get right with God?
Yeah.
And, I was going through trials. You know, this is after I got married. I was going through trials within my marriage. And I was working at this barbershop in California, and this guy named John, he was a Christian.
Mm.
And, he introduced me to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, which talks about the principles of man.
Okay.
And I read that chapter, and... And that same night, I was, you know, I could feel like God drawing me near. Because, you know, James chapter 4 and 8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So I'm
yes.
drawing near to God, but it's the way that God draw near to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior that same night. And I'm like,
wow.
I think in my mind, I'm like, since this guy named is John, let me go ahead and read the book of John. So I read the book of John for the very first time. And it was
mm-hmm.
just, I understood it for the first time because of the Holy Spirit. And I was,
yes.
it was illuminating to my mind. I'm like, wow, I never understood that. I never understood this.
Yeah.
And I had a brother in Christ give me a Bible. Because I never had a Bible. You know, the next day he gave me a Bible. And so, I read the book of John. And.
Mm-hmm.
God was trying to speak to me in many different ways. I go outside to go to work, and there's a flyer on my car window. It was a flyer / gospel tract. On the front, it was a address to a church, but on the back of it, you know, it says, to be born again, realize you're a sinner. And it says, Romans 3:10, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it says, two,
yeah.
recognize the penalty for your sin is death. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
That's right.
Three, realize God loves you so much he gave his only begotten son to die for all your sins. Romans 5:8.
That's
and 8.
Right.
No, but God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And finally, four, it says, you must call upon the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in him to save you, not your good
yes.
works. And it says, good works or religion cannot save. Ephesians 4:2-9. You must believe in your heart. Romans 10:9-10. And then you must ask Jesus to save you. Romans 10:13. Then it had an example
yes.
prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and life and be risen as Lord and Savior. So I said that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the night I got saved. And like I said, back to the guy named John, I read the book of John for the first time. And it was, like I said, it was illuminating. Then I got another job in California. I had a supervisor. You know, he pointed me to his assistant supervisor. His name was Luke. So I'm like, I'm praying to the Lord. Since this guy's name is Luke, let me go ahead and read the book of Luke. Because I had finished reading the book of John. So I read the book of Luke. Luke was awesome. And got another job in California. Met another brother in Christ named Daniel. Daniel
wow.
was the first book in the Old Testament that I read because it was parallel to Revelation. So I'm like, since this guy named
yeah.
Daniel, let me go ahead and read the book of Daniel. So it was God drawing near to me because I was trying to draw near to him. And, you know, that's the mysterious ways of how God works. You know, He saves. He cleanses you. He washes you clean from inside out.
Yes, he does. That's right.
And all you got to do is believe in him, confess with your mouth, and believe in your heart that he is Lord and that the Father has risen from the dead, and you will be saved.
That's right.
Romans 10 and 9.
That's right.
And 13. So, you know, I love it. I learned how to share the gospel effectively to those who are lost.
Yes.
I had no desire to rhyme again. I just lost all desire to rhyme again. I didn't, you know, because it was, I did a song by, I don't know if anybody ever heard of it, but he goes by the name of Cannabis.
Okay, yeah.
And I did a song with him in 2008 when I was in the world. And the song is on YouTube. I advise nobody to listen to it because that's not me anymore.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's definitely, and you know, idolatry problem. I had idolatry in my life because I was sound like the rappers who I used to listen to. So
yes.
I thought about Christian rap, but then I started writing rhymes as a Christian, as a new-begin believer, but I was sound like Cannabis. I didn't want to sound like no Christian Cannabis.
Yeah.
The Lord convicted my heart on idolatry, and I repented from that. I had to turn from that.
Yeah.
All those years of rhyming, all those years of hip-hop, I just retired, hung the mic up.
Yeah.
And just, I listen to praise and worship music now. I listen to smooth jazz, things that are calming and, you know, praise and worship music.
Mm-hmm.
I love listening to. I listen to some Christian rap.
Yes.
And not Christian hip-hop, but Christian rap, because there is a difference.
Yeah, okay.
Hip-hop is a subculture, and rap is rap. Hip-hop is a subculture that came from the subculture. It originated in the Bronx and everything. So hip-hop is what the world is doing. And you can't mix the world with holy.
Because
it just don't go together. The Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you can prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So, yeah, I hung it up. I retired. And, you know, it's still brothers in Christ are still want me to do Christian rap. Like, I don't have no desire for that no more because, you know, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things in the past away, behold, all things become new. I just don't have no desire for it. I respect those who are doing Christian rap. And,
yeah.
You know,
well, it's just,
praise
you know,
God
some
them.
People just don't want to, some people just don't want to do it. And
right.
It's to each his own.
Right.
That's how
right.
I feel. You know, everybody is not just meant to rap. Just
right.
like everybody is not meant to sing.
Right.
And so, you know, like you said, that was something that you did back then, but you felt like
mm-hmm.
you didn't want no parts of rapping. So that was
mm-hmm.
your own decision. You know,
right,
and
right.
that don't make you wrong at all. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, right now, like you said, your life has got transformed and you're no longer, you know, doing what you used to do. So when you were saying the part about you were reading the scriptures about concerning marriage, what happened with your wife? I mean, like, did you come home and was like, honey, I'm sorry, you know, we need to get things together? I mean, how did that end up working out in the long run?
It was a slow process. You know, every marriage have their issues, and you know,
yeah.
I'm just continue to, you know, seek the Lord on marriages. You know, it's still working out. You know, I praise God that my wife is even alive. You know, I love my wife and my kids.
Amen.
You know, it just the Bible says to love your wife like Christ loved the church.
That's true.
What I'm doing. I'm just doing what the Bible, the Word of God says, obeying God's
yeah.
commandment. Because Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And the Bible is
yeah.
God's word. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Well, that goes both ways. You know, the man loves the wife, and the wife should be loving the husband the same way. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
It's, you know, so I thank God for that, you know. But I totally understood the part when you were saying how you seemed like everywhere you went, this person was there and talking about the Bible. And that, and then, you know what, that does happen, because I know, like, where, well, me, I was born and raised in a church where my dad is a preacher.
Right.
And I have uncles that are bishops and pastors and stuff. So, I mean, I grew up so much, and it was so thick, brother, that, you know, even during holidays and family dinners, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We can be outside playing, and next thing you know, grandma's coming to the door, and she's saying, all right, y'all, prayer time. And I used to be like, oh, no, you know, and I hate it. You know, with my dad being a preacher, I'm not lying. Y'all listening in all over the world, I'm telling you, preachers' kids, we go through some stuff. I'm telling you, I had anger problems, you know, back then. Where, you know, I just could not stand. I believed in God, and I believed what had happened, and, you know, Jesus died on the cross, and I knew all of that, and you know what I'm saying, and I would cry, you know. I get really emotional when I used to hear he died on the cross, and his nails and his hands were scarred, and his feet, and, you know, and it was just sounding so bad, you know.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, like, this man did this for me, where he at, you know, when I was little, I wanted to find him. I'm talking about, like, naturally. I wanted to see it because I didn't believe it. I'm like, are you serious? Who does this? Who will die for me? Is you crazy? You know, but I felt like if that's what we're supposed to believe in, that's what we're supposed to believe in.
Right.
Until I had an encounter for myself and the Lord bringing me to the Word for myself, you know what I'm saying, and I was able to see. I still didn't want no parts of that because I love what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? And it just seemed like every time I look up, my phone was ringing. Are you going to church by some family member? You know what I'm saying? Are you going? No, I'm not going. I don't want to go. You know, when we were little, we had to go. And it was so bad, brother, where I remember waking up saying I'm sick. And my dad be like, oh, yeah, well, then, hey, God going to heal you when you get there. You know, and I used to hate that. Like, wow, I'm not feeling well. My stomach hurt. Well, your stomach hurt, but you're going to feel better when you go to church. So every time I look up, it was always that. And it just haunted. You know, it was just like it was. We couldn't get away from it. So when I got grown, oh, yeah, I got away from it. But, it, you know, I thought I got away from it, but it didn't get away from me because it was like everywhere I went, even if you hide, somebody is coming at you about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, this and that, and you need to go to church. So I felt that when you were saying that, and you was like, I wanted him because my heart was like that. I wanted to receive the Lord because I believed in him, but it was like, not now. I'm doing what I'm saying. I'm saving this for y'all old folks. When I get old, then maybe I'll come to that because I thought it was something. And this is the truth, and I know people probably laughing at me like, oh, my God. But you may start laughing. But I thought, really, that it was an age thing. You know, maybe when you serve the Lord, because I felt it was boring, because you kept hearing all this, you can't do this, and you can't. Well, if I can't, I might as well just die. You know, that's how I felt. Like, if it's all this can't, you know, I can't do this no more. I can't. Well, what can I do? And what they said I can do seemed boring. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like, man, this is for the old folks. When you get old, then you can settle down and say, you know, sing those old hymns and stuff like that. That's how I felt. I didn't know, you know, being saved at a young age can be so fun that you can go bowling. You can go to the mall. I didn't know all this because back in the day, you know what I'm saying, people didn't live it as like just what, not just what the Word said they did, but they added to it. You can't wear makeup. You can't wear pants. You know, this was back in the day. You can't sing this way. You got to sing that way. And, you know, everything was the devil. The devil is the devil. So, I mean, I didn't like that. I felt like, oh, my God, well, maybe this needs to be for some old people. And maybe when I get old and bored, then I'll come to God. That's what I thought. But he had another plan. And I'm going to tell you something. I would not trade this. Would you? I would not trade this. That enemy has us feel that this is really boring. And it's, you know, when we were younger, I'm saying, he had you feel like it's just not for you. You're going to be so bored and you're going to be nerdy and you're going to be this and people going to be laughing at you and you're just going to be miserable. He have us feeling that way until we really cross over. And find out for ourselves. As they say, you tasting of the new wine. We ain't no more tasting of Jack Daniels and OE and Crazy Horse. And we no longer have to puff on trees and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's a high in him, even in your going through, and you might fall into a little depression, but you still have joy. You have something on the inside that you don't have to reach back to that old lifestyle.
Right.
And that's what I thank God about that. So I felt you strongly when you said that part about, wow, everywhere I went, there it was. Because if you notice in the word, he also says, whom he loveth, he chaseth. And that is so true. He ain't going to chase us down forever. You know what I'm saying? But he will chase, and he will call us, and he will break down that stone of heart that we had built up where we feel like, Lord, I don't need you. We called on him when we had problems, though, didn't we? Oh, yeah, we cried and prayed then, or went to somebody and said, pray for me. But when it came to people coming to us saying, sir, sister, you know, come to the Lord, you didn't want to do it. You be in church, they calling the altar prayer. I was so bold, man. I used to look at the preachers and say, look, you can pray for me, but I'm not getting saved. How dare me say this? You know what I'm saying? If God was the kind of God that say, poof, be gone, I could have just dropped dead. You know what I'm saying? Who was I to say that? You know, I don't. You can pray for me, but I don't want to receive him today.
Thank God. You know, you have to give an account. You know, you have to give an account for every other word that come out of your mouth. So thank God for his grace that you didn't do that.
Hey, I know that's right, brother. I'm telling you, because I used to be bold like that. Like, you know, because they'll call you out to pray for you. And I didn't want to be rude and not go. But when I would go down there, I would say, you know, you can pray for me, but I'm not getting saved. So, you know, you don't even have to waste your breath to even say the sinner's prayer, because I'm not going to repeat that. And then sometimes I had one preacher say, and I remember this man clear as day as it was yesterday. It was like in my teens. He said, if you left out of the church right now and you got hit by a bus, where would your soul be? I felt like, well, hey, I ain't going to get hit by the bus, so I don't have to worry about that. But that was my attitude. But I could have got hit by a bus. Then what? Had I would have got hit by that bus, if I didn't live, trust me, I would have been in hell lifting up my eyes for real. We thank him for his mercy and his grace.
That's the serious thing about it. Like, that's why I love evangelizing, doing what Jesus said in Mark 16:15, go ye forth and preach the gospel to every creature. You know, I go approach anybody. I thank God for the boldness with gospel tracts and everything. I have a favorite one. It's like $1 million. I just give $1 million gospel tract to anybody. I'm like, hey, do you know the million-dollar question? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Well, the million-dollar question is, will you go to heaven after you die? And some people be like, yes, or, you know, some people like, I don't know. Well, what do you like to know? They'd be like, yeah. This is called the good person's test to see if you are a good person, because apart from Christ, there's nobody good. So have you ever lied before? Well, you'd be like, well, who hasn't lied? Well, have you ever lied before? Like, yes. Okay, what would you call somebody who tells lies? Or what would that make you? A liar. All right?
Yeah.
Have you ever stolen anything regardless of the value, the small? And they'd be like, well, yeah, I stole a piece of bubble gum when I was little. And, you know, okay, what would that make you? A thief. Some people will say Steelers, but like, no, they play for Pittsburgh. But anyway, have you ever took God's name in vain, like a oh my God, or just use the same as a curse word out of disgust or excitement? And like 90% of the people be like, yeah, I like God takes that very, very seriously. You're taking the God, the one that gave you life, and just dragging his name through the dirt. It's called blasphemy. God takes that very seriously. In Exodus 20:7 says, the Lord will not leave him unpunished, whoever takes his name in vain. And I always be like, this is the one that got me. Jesus says, whoever looks at a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with that person already in his heart. Have you ever looked at a woman, or I ask a woman, have you ever looked at a man with a strong sexual desire? And they'll be like, yeah, or, you know. All right, now, this is not me judging you, but this is how God would see you if you was a guy right now and stand before him. Out of your own admission, God will see you as a liar, a thief, a blasphemer, and an adulterer at heart. That's only 4 of the 10 commandments.
So if God was to judge you by the standard of the Ten Commandments, would you be innocent or guilty? And then they'd be like, they'll see their sin, they'll be like, guilty because of the Ten Commandments. It's like a mirror to your moral, the moral code, to show you your sin.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, guilty, okay, heaven or hell? They'd be like, some people be like, well, I want to go to heaven. I know you want to go to heaven. Well, is it heaven or hell? Well, I still think I would go to heaven because God's a forgiving God. Let's take a look at the courtroom. Let's just say you stand before a judge and you're guilty of multiple crimes. And sister so-and-so, you're guilty of robbing a bank and murdering somebody and raping somebody. And I have to give what you deserve. Well, Your Honor, I'm a good person. I don't do those things anymore. You think the judge is going to forgive you of your crime? Of course not. He's going to give you what you deserve. So because God is a just judge who is angry with the wicked every day, Psalm 7:11 says, he must punish sin. And he's angry with the wicked every day. So he must give you what you deserve, which is eternity in hell. Then I get into the sin, and I'd be like, Revelation 21:8, all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, no adulterer, no thief, no blasphemer will inherit the kingdom of God. So you're guilty of those, of breaking God's law, so you won't be going to heaven, you'll be going to hell. And then, and then I ask them, does that concern you? They'd be like, yes, because it would concern me. I'd be very compassionate with them. It would concern me because I wouldn't want you to go to hell. I wouldn't want anybody to go to hell. But do you know what God did for us so you won't have to go to hell? And they'll be like, no.
That's right.
Okay, this is what happened in detail. 2,000 years ago, God the Father, the creator of all things, became human flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. He was fully God and he was fully man and without sin. Unlike you and I and anybody else, he never once violated the law of God. He couldn't because he was God in the flesh. He was, he is, he always will be the sinless Lamb of God. And within 33 years of his earthly existence, he lived the perfect life that you and I cannot live for 33 seconds. He suffered the horrible and bloody death on the cross that he did not deserve and voluntarily went to the cross to take the punishment that you and I rightly deserve. 3 days later, the Father rose him on the third day, forever defeating sin and death. He is alive today, and he will return at the Father's choosing. And then Jesus says in Matthew 24:44, be ready for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So you want to be caught dead in your sin. You want to be right with God. And how you do that? Repent, which means forsake sin, and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. The moment you do that, he'll give you a new heart with new desires. You begin to hate the things that God hates and love the things that God loves. And you'll be a born-again Christian. And it's a process. It's a process. But you'll be on a straight and narrow road. Read the Bible every day. God will never fail you. That's how I share the gospel, effectively sharing the gospel to people. You know, I have a strong concern, a strong passion for lost souls.
Yeah.
And I love sharing the gospel. You know.
Amen.
Sharing the gospel.
Amen.
Sharing the gospel is minister to me as well. Like sharing the gospel, giving the good news, also not just minister to the person, but minister to me as well. And it edifies the body of Christ. So I love doing that. I love doing what God commands.
Ain't that something? Now look how you so and by you talking about it right now, you know what I'm saying? By you talking about it right now, it's like you sound so excited.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You really do. You sound very excited about it. But just remember, back then, like you said, you wasn't studying it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't want to be bothered and everything.
Right.
But look now, I used to tell people now, I say, now look at me. I say, I can't even shut up about it. You know, but it was a time that, I find myself talking to my kids about coming to the Lord. And the way they be reacting toward me, because my kids grown. So, you know, by the way they react, sometimes it make me laugh. Because I have to say, you know what? You just got to be patient. You know that what the Lord promised you concerning them, and it's going to happen in Jesus' name. So you just got to keep praying and keep it pushing. And that's what I do. I can't, because I find myself getting all upset and
You know what I'm saying? And then I had to think about it. I had to laugh one day because I was like, I was acting the same way that
right.
they was doing. They,
right.
I was saying I believe in them, and when I'm ready, Mom, Dad, you know, when I'm ready, not right now. You know, and that's how I was. And my dad would put the word out on you in a minute, and it looked like the more he read, the angrier I got. Because I felt like, man, I'm not trying to hear this. Yeah, that's right. Didn't want to hear it. And it got so bad to one time I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why in the world did be born to them? You know, because I was like, this is just not it. You know, I wanted to have... You know, family like my friends had, you know, they smoking and drinking and stuff. And, you know, I thought that would be cool to have some parents drinking and smoking and partying and stuff. You know, that's what I thought. I didn't like all that praying all the time and going to church. And, you know, every time you look up, they're talking about the Lord. And I'm like, can we talk about something else? And you go to my grandmother's house, the TV stayed on the Christian station. I'm like, wow, do they... Do they really have a life, you know? This
eternal
how
life. you got eternal life.
I know that's right. I know that's right. But it's so funny. But it's so good that we came into the knowledge before it was too late. And I thank God for that page because you sharing the testimony, you know, it was just awesome, you know, to have acknowledged, to walk away from something that, you know, you like you said, your flesh got caught up and you was enjoying, and that's with all of us. You know, I used to enjoy going to the club, you know, every night. I don't think I missed a night because I was going to karaoke on Monday. Tuesday night was $4 beer night. Wednesday was ladies free night. I found every night. It was so bad that one of my friends used to be like, look, girl, I got to stay home one night. At least get me some rest because this is crazy.
Right.
I kept going and going and going. And I could be sick, and I'd go and get a shot of Jack Daniels and say, oh, I sweat it out on the dance floor. I'm going to be all right. And I would keep on moving. And do you know when God changed my life, I told him the way I ran in them streets like that, I want to be like that in you. The way I drank like a fish, I want to be thirsty for you. I want to be a holic or whatever you want to call it, Jesus holic or whatever you want to call it. I want to be the same in you. And that's how I was. I was like that. I was like, I never want to be separated from you. Lord, please place a hook in my belly so I can stay. I don't ever want to go back to that old life. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, one time I was cleaning up. Recently, I was cleaning up, and I found some pictures of the past. And I looked, brother, at the way I was dressed, and I was disgusted. I looked at that picture, and I said, oh, my God. I said, oh, my God. I said, no, I didn't wear this kind of stuff. I couldn't believe it. You know, because when you in sin, like you said, when you out there, that looks becoming to you. You feel like, oh, I'm looking great. I'm looking fine. And I remember one time, man, I was going to a concert. I'll never forget it. It was Busta Rhymes, I think, a concert. I was going to Limo Cane, picked us up. And I had my little, well, what they used to call it back then, my mom and them, let them tell it, oh, my God, it was just so messed up. They call it hooker dresses. Y'all wearing them hooker dresses. You might as well stand on Woodward and just sell yourself. And when they were sad, it would make me mad. Well, let me tell you something. When I found one of them pictures and I looked at that, I had to say, I looked it like a hooker. I ain't going to lie. Mm-hmm. I was looking at that picture and I said, this is a hot mess.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my God, I don't believe it. That's how you know you've been changed. Because had I been looking at that picture saying, sister, you sure was looking good in that dress, so I was something wrong somewhere. If I had to say that, then I need to go back for real to the altar and say something is wrong. Because why would I look at myself and say this looks good when it was degrading, you know what I'm saying, and how I was looking. But we don't see that. Like you said, when you in sin, it's like in sin you satisfied. You just satisfied in that. But your mind ain't satisfied.
Right.
You know,
reminds me of John 3:20 when Jesus says, for everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest their deeds should be exposed. Who was practicing evil? Who was in darkness? But Jesus Christ is the light, and we're children of the light. So when we come to the light, the Lord guides us.
That's
right. In all of our ways, and he will direct our path. That's what it says in Proverbs. You know,
amen. You're putting them scriptures out there tonight, brother.
I got to.
You put new words out there. I almost wanted to call you Pastor Joseph.
Hey, praise God.
But that's awesome. That's awesome because, you know, you're backing it up with the word, and ain't nothing wrong with that at all. I'm telling you, I'm loving it, to tell you the truth. I'm loving it. So that's awesome. So what I'm going to do, brother, we're going to go for a break. We're going to go to a song, and we're going to come right back so you can just share briefly just an encouraging word to those that's out there that may be going through and feeling like, brother, I want God, but I just feel like I just can't right now. We're going to let you share a word of encouragement before we end off, okay?
Okay.
Okay, y'all. Y'all tuned in to the Angels Melody International with your host, Miss Angel on Deck, and we thank God for our brother there in Columbus, Georgia, sharing his testimony and giving us the word. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. I'm having an awesome time with our brother Joseph Herbert Jr., and we're going to get a song right quick, and we're going to come right back.
All have a reason to thank God, even in this lifetime when most people feel like giving up. The more I studied the Bible, my faith is charged up for me to walk tall, for me to know God, for me to understand His words while it's unfolding. Like a scroll, I read with my spiritual mind, like a recipe book, I got to try what is written in it. Yes, Lord, I'm the end product of faith. You said in your words, you knew me before I was born. There's no other God that knows me better than you. That's why I give you the glory, the honor in you. I belong with the song, I swear, big reason for me to thank you, to celebrate you and bless you for your greatness and your mercy, for sending my heart to watch your statues. The all-knowing God, the unchanging God, the all-powerful God, Almighty, is eternal.
You're the Most High God.
Counting the blessings that you've been giving to me, I run out of fingers and toes to count. Just like it's with so strong, it's Shabbat, Zulu, and Shempulinyam. It will never stop, it will flow from the head to the toes. Enganin, Zamenganin, Zenganin, Zami, it will never stop. Like a jug of all of that widow, I continue to pour. Oh, yeah, my cup equally overflows. Opening the eyes of the blind for them to know that you alone are God. For you, we thankful, Lord. Show me a man who can give up his son, there's none. Show me the blood that can purify his own Ozam. Show me the amount and the Christian school is some. Only Jesus is the perfect sacrifice. Luckily, we've been given a choice to decide whether you choose life or death. Well, that's up to you whether you choose the Bible or the gun.
You're the Most High.
I'm telling you, I love that song. I'm telling that brother, no, he can sing. And we just thank God. I thank God. I want to give a shout out to our brother Jonathan Escobar. He was on here, I want to say, last week, I think, sometime, and he's listening in. So I want to say God bless you, Jonathan. All right, y'all, we're going to go back to our brother to share
Just a quick word of encouragement to those out there that needs to be encouraged. And after that, we're going to end it off with a song, and we're just going to say goodnight. And we want y'all, I want to keep a thing here to on tomorrow. We're going to be on tomorrow night live. I want y'all to tune in. We got a sister, I'm telling you, that is going to be on with us on tomorrow. And then Friday, I'm telling you, it's just going to be awesome. We want y'all to keep it locked. We're going to have links are going to be posted for all to listen in. But we thank God, like I said, for this show. I thank the Lord for this great platform that he has given us to be heard all over the world. Friday, we have our brother, gospel recording artist. We thank God for him, TJ, the praying man. And he's going to be on with us sharing his testimony. And he has some music, some new music that's out that we're going to be hearing. And then we have our sister on tomorrow night, Zita Veal. We want y'all to tune in because I'm telling you, this sister is off the hook for the Lord. And we're going to be listening to her. And then on Saturday, we have a great show that's going to be coming up on Saturday night. Saturday evening. And then next week, we just have it all lined up. So links will be posted as usual for all of you to tune in and listen in. So let's go back to our brother right now as he shares a word of encouragement. All right, brother, I got you back on with us to share. Just share something that's on your heart, something to those where people, someone I'm quite sure is out there that feel like giving up. Some people feel like I want to come to Christ, but not right now. What encouraging word, what word can you share with them on today that's listening in?
Think about the serious thing I would say is you never know when you're going to die, because a lot of people say that I'm not ready to come to Christ, or, you know, a question I always ask them, are you ready? Because mm-hmm. you must be ready for Jesus Christ. He can return at any moment with the twinkling
That's
of an
right.
eye. And if you're not ready, you know, it makes me think about Matthew 7:21 when Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he
That's
does
right.
the will
Amen.
Of my Father in heaven. Many would say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I would, this still scares me because I'm in trouble.
Yeah, it is scary. Yeah.
And then I would declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from
never
me,
knew.
You who practice lawlessness. And that is very scary because you know what's going after that.
Yeah,
and I would hate that to
right.
happen to anyone who don't know Jesus Christ. So
my
encouragement is to repent your sin. It's not easy. You need the Holy Spirit, which is the helper that can help you get, you know, because difficult, it leads to life, 19:7 says. Get right with the Lord by repentance and putting your complete faith in Jesus Christ alone. The moment you
That's
do
right.
that, he will give you a new heart and new desires, you know. And back when I was in the world, again, I was didn't know what religion to believe in. There's so many religions out there that I thought I had to be right with God if I was in this religion or that religion, Roman Catholicism, or I even thought at one point of becoming a Freemason because I thought they was righteous because of that gene in the middle of that symbol. I thought that stood for God, but it many other things that I never researched on. You know, that moment I was trying to become a Freemason, I wasn't right with God, but I was just searching for righteousness. But that type of righteousness, any other righteousness is filthy rags in the sight of God. So the only righteousness that's acceptable is Jesus Christ. Because the miraculous thing is this, when we stand before a holy and righteous and just God as a born-again Christian, he's not going to see our sin. He's going to see Christ, his son, as if we never sinned. That's the beautiful thing about the gospel. That's the beautiful thing about being a born-again Christian. And then we can spend eternity in heaven for all eternity with Jesus Christ. And that I can't wait for that day. The supper of the Lamb. That's the good news.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
John 14:6.
Amen.
That's my encouragement. That, you know, the word of God. So obey what you read. God will never fail you. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. You know what I'm saying? The greatest commandment is love, to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love. Unconditional love.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Walking in the Spirit. The first thing is love. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, meekness, faithfulness, and self-control. That's walking in, mm-hmm. in the Spirit. And the full armor of God, because you need that. You need the full armor of God, which is girding yourself with the truth, shining your feet with the gospel of preparation of peace, pray the righteousness,
yes.
the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword, which is the word, which is able to fight off the enemy and protect you from sin.
That's right.
That's my word of encouragement. I would hate for anybody to perish in their sin. The Bible says repent or perish.
That's right. That is right.
And that's all I got to say about that, you know.
Amen.
Love everybody. I love all my enemies, all my loved ones, all my friends, my family, everybody. Because
amen.
The Lord has created in me a new heart. Turn my heart
that's
from
right.
heart of
he
stone
will
to
do
a heart of flesh. He will wash
yes.
you clean of every sin that you ever committed. And
that's
he
right.
will lead you on a straight and narrow road.
Amen.
So,
amen.
So glory to God. That's all I have to say about that, you know. Glory
wow.
to God.
Awesome. Glory to God. I thank God for that. I'm telling you, this really was a blessed evening having you on with us. And I'm just going to say a quick word of
praise
prayer.
God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for this evening. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this platform that we are able to be heard around the world. And, Lord, I ask right now that you will continue to pour out upon your son, Joseph, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for saving him. I thank you for changing his life around in the name of Jesus, that his soul would not be lost. And, Lord, I thank you that you're using him for your glory, Lord. So I thank you for even putting the word down in his soul. I thank you for the fire that you have put down in his spirit, that you are now even stirring up the more, oh God. And Lord, I thank you that in the ministry that you have given him, Lord, that many will come, oh God, to know you as their personal Savior in the name of Jesus, that they will be set free and saved, delivered, restored, and healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless him and his family. Bless his wife, God, his children. Bless his household.
Lord,
bless his friends, those around him, oh, God. Those that are listening right now, God, meet every need. Bless them, Lord, those that need to be saved and healed. Lord, we ask that you would do it now, that you would pour out your spirit upon all those that are listening in around the world. And, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. And I ask now, God, that first of all, we thank you for your divine favor that rests upon Joseph right now in his household.
Yes.
We thank you for more of your fire that's resting upon him now. And God, we thank you for your shield of protection that's around us all. And Lord, we ask that tonight as we sleep, Lord, that you will give us all sweet sleep and rest, that you will continue keeping us covered from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, that you will cover our homes outside, up the top and the bottom of our home in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask now that you will continue to release your angels even in our home, God, in all the corners of God, on every floor, in the name of Jesus. Keep us covered, God. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we want to be used the more of you. So Lord, we thank you for your outpouring of your spirit, the outpouring of your blessings, the outpouring of your fire in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for this night. We thank you that this was a blessed night. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, brother, I will tell you this. For those that was not able to listen in tonight, I wanted to let you know that after this show is over with, you can reshare these links, and people will be able to click on that same link around this time next year and still will be able to hear it. That's one thing I love about Blog Talk Radio, that the links to the shows are not erased. So you can do that, and also you can download. So as soon as we are off the show with the last music playing, the last song playing for the night, and we're going to go off with some worship with Devon Murphy May his soul rest in peace. We know he's gone on. And he has this great worship song that I love called All About You. And so, but yes, you can also download these shows too. Like, as soon as we go off, you can reopen up the link that I posted on your page, not the flyer, but the link where you see the arrow on. You click that on that. You click on that, and then you will see in your upper right corner, it looks like a little cloud, and it has a little arrow, right? Click on that, and you can download the whole show. So you can download it to your phone, CD, whatever, but you can do it. And, brother, I thank God for you. This will not be the last. I tell everybody that come on here, we will keep contact and everything. Okay. And like I said, I'm just blessed to have you on the show. Is there any last remarks you want to say before we go off?
Just repent and believe the gospel. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Trust in him with all your heart, mind, soul, and spirit, and he will direct your path. That's all I got to say. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, brother, and we look forward to, you know, even having you back again and speaking. You know what I'm saying? And if
likewise.
You have any other testimonies, you can share those. But we look forward to having. I want to have, like I said, those of you all that I've connected with through that, tell us your testimony page. I'll let every last one know that this is not the last. We will get back together again and continue to share God's glory and his goodness on these airways. So in saying that, I just want to say God bless you, brother, and you know, we will stay connected. All right.
Likewise, sister. All right.
All right. Okay. All right, y'all. Y'all heard it with our brother Joseph Herbert Jr. there in Columbus, Georgia. We thank God for you all tuning in, and we just want y'all to tune in on tomorrow. We will be on again tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. with our sister there in Houston, Texas, Zita Veal. We thank God, and we just want you to always remember, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. Ending us off is Divine Mercy, All About You. God bless you.
Everything I have, everything I am, in this moment, Father, I declare that it's all about you. I just want to work. see your face.
I just want to see your face.
Hear the voices of the real worshipers, Father. Hear the voices of your true worshipers.
I just want
to love on you.
On you.
One more time. Nothing but voices say, I just want.